This is a book written by a gentleman by the name of Roger Morneau, but this is a gentleman who got involved with satanic occult practices of demon worship at the highest levels. Not only was he involved with them, he was involved with people who were communicating directly with Satan himself. In other words, the satanic high priest would be in communication with Satan and would have certain discussions. This that I'm going to read to you now is a demon worshiper in communication and conversation with a satanic high priest in the book, A Trip into the Supernatural. At the beginning of the 18th century, he said, this is now the satanic high priest, said that Satan and his spirit counselors held a great general council to prepare for the industrial age that would soon break upon the world. Satan foresaw that an age of scientific discovery and intellectual enlightenment would immediately follow upon its heels. It would usher in the end times, the close of the struggle between the forces of good and evil. Now listen to this. Since Satan had been studying the prophecies of the Bible, he understood the meaning of Daniel 12 verse 4 that described the time of the end, how many shall run to and fro, and how knowledge would be increased. This is a satanic high priest. Let me remind you, this is a satanic high priest saying that his boss, Lucifer, or now Satan, has to study the Bible to see into the future. Wonderful, wonderful knowledge. We've got the same ability to defend ourselves as what he has to deceive us. The satanic priest continues and he says, after lengthy deliberations, this is now at the satanic general council where Satan pulled all his generals and all his fallen angels together. After lengthy deliberations, he said, returning to the subject of Satan's general council, the council closed after having produced plans for deceptions that would disqualify vast numbers of people from Christ's kingdom. They would then automatically become part of Satan's kingdom. This planned course of action would require all demon spirits to carefully counsel humans to live in a way that would disqualify themselves from becoming members of Christ's kingdom. Now, listen to this. Satanic high priest says, the spirits, these are demons, fallen angels, would encourage people to listen to their feelings instead of the word of Christ and his prophets. In no surer way could the spirits obtain control of people's lives without the individuals realizing what is happening. The spirits would suggest all kinds of erroneous doctrines and ideas, and humanity would readily accept them. Why? Because they felt strongly about them.